you.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We was in the break. I pretty much was tearing down an answer that the League of Dads filed back in 2008 with an individual. I'm going to wrap this up. If you was following along. I'm going to basically say this, closing this out. I'm going to read it from here. Wherefore, the defendant files a motion in court that's full of false information. So the judge should throw out the motion to move because there are too many inconsistencies in the defendant's statement. I'm opposed to any move to Texas because I love my children, and it just seems quite shocking that a woman would move away from a family and friends as well as her supporting group for a yearly gain of $6,000. The defendant claims that the mother is moving with her means nothing because I'm the father helping her raise the children, not the grandmother. I'm asking that the judge not have me, the plaintiff, pay any legal fees because the defendant is constantly running back to court accruing legal fees, and this action should be at the expense, at her expense, not mine. We are no longer married, and these expenses should be her own. These are my words. I got this together. I run it to individuals and get it, make sure it's all the T's across and the I's are dotted. And a lot of us fathers, we find ourselves going to court not realizing that that little thing is slipped in there. These attorney groups want the other person to pay for their legal expenses. How does that happen? They come up with this stupid logic is disgruntled in itself. But that was a case that we were successful in. As I stated, we were successful in all our cases. We never lost. I can pretty much make a prediction here on July 26, 2010. We will never lose. The simple reason why the League of Dads will never lose is because we only are fighting for things that you're trying to cover up. You being you butthole judges and disgruntled mothers. You're trying to just make it seem like a father's role in a children's life is irrelevant due to the fact is a disgruntled mother keeps you guys employed. I will say that today. I will say it tomorrow, and I will continuously say it. If you don't know this, people, let me tell you something. Every jurisdiction out there gets an allowance for each case that they keep open in family court. This is the law. This is the profit of the law. Just as a foster care institute, they get money for each from the state, from each child that they have in their custody, so does the courts. They get an allowance for each case that they have open. If I was to tell you that Essex County gets $1.50, we would not confirm this. I'm just throwing an amount out there. Let's just say Essex County get $1.50 per case. Doesn't seem like a lot of money. What am I barking about? They have 13 million cases open in Essex County last time I checked. 13 million. And a lot of those cases, they know good and damn well they should be closed due to the fact that I found out, dug some stuff up where the children are in their 30s, that the mother or the father didn't go down there and close the case, and Essex County won't go down there. They won't purge their files. They won't do any of this. They won't try and contact these individuals. They won't do any of this for the sake of having an open file so that they can get money. This is the reason why a disgruntled mother is the family court's best friend, because they will keep nonsense open. As I stated in this sentence, second to last. I'm going to read it again. I'm asking that the judge not have me pay any legal fees because the defendant is constantly running back to court. Constantly running back to court. Constantly running back to court because what? She was losing? No, she was running back to court because she was winning. That is a case that the League of Dads, we dealt with. I hope it gave you a grander understanding of what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and things of that nature. I'm going to get into my thought about something. I'm going to probably get this down on something and close the show out with this. I had a friend of mine that I was friends with this guy for 20 years. And the title of this will be, we're going to call this Friend or Foe. I'm going to let you decide, and I'm going to touch bases back on it next week for about a minute or so. Friend or Foe. Got a friend of mine. Got two, it's three of us actually. We was in the military together. Good friends. One of the friends, we're all doing decent in our own right. We're all entrepreneurs doing our own thing. But this individual that I'm talking about, after the show last week, we were on the phone talking, and this individual insulted me by saying, I pretty much don't know business. For the longest, people, I'm going to just tell you this. I was calling this individual just to have him say he'll call me back. Never call me back. I went down to give this individual some support, and he decided that, you know, even then I felt as the friendship was on the outs because we're growing apart. In my business endeavors, I'm all about profit and seeing results. In his business endeavor, he think that it is profitable to take a truck, 18-wheeler, a tractor, and loan it out to somebody for 5-6 weeks at a time and not receive a dime for it. By talking to him last week, he claimed that he was with his newfound friend. This friend of mine, he'll meet somebody on Tuesday, and by Thursday, he's calling me up. This is his new best friend. He's making a case for him. This guy is God. And he called me up stating that him and this individual was going to repossess three trucks that this guy gave to an individual and weren't getting any money for it. People, I don't know anybody in the history of business that would loan out three tractors of an 18-wheeler, tractor trailer. The back part is the trailer, front part is the tractor. Tractor does all the work. Tractor pulls the trailer. Tractor makes the money. I don't know anybody on this planet that is stupid enough to loan out three tractors and don't get a dime for it. I don't know somebody that will be dumb enough to lend out one tractor and not get any money for it. However, my friend of mine, he took a stab at me because he claimed that I don't know the business, this and this and that, and so on and so forth. He started to contradict himself. He said that I told him that his friend need to go ahead and get a repo company if he's going to be into this business. He claimed that I don't understand because I don't know the business. I don't understand. Okay, I basically say this to anybody. Go to Hertz, rent a car, go rent a car. Take that car, run a couple of tolls with it, get some parking tickets on it. I assure you, those tickets will come back to you. They're not going to go to Hertz. They're going to come back to you. If you had that car in your possession, it's going to come back to you. I told this individual that what his friend should do is put disclaimers in place so he can protect himself. He told me his friend made $1 million and therefore don't mean anything. Well, this is the reason why my friend is making money like this jerk, his new jerk friend, because individuals don't make money. Friend or foe, you decide. My friend of 20 years got mad at me, took the side of a friend that he've only known for, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, took his side, never called me back. He said he was going to call me back Monday. Today is a week now. He hasn't called me back like he always do. Say he's going to call me back, don't call me back. But people, I'm going to say this. In life, as we get older, our priorities change, and what you do in life is what you think is best for you. At no point in life should once a friend turn foe, you should detect that and you should act accordingly. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to tell you all people out there in Talk Zone Radio Land, I'm never going to call the individual again because this is like probably the 50th time in 3 months he said he's going to call me back and don't call me. But that's what it is. You decide, friend or foe. Sounds like a foe to me. don't sound like a friend of mine. Like always, if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can call me personally. League of Dads, that number is 757-332-0754. The email address is the League of Dads with an S at TalkZone.com. You can send me your emails, like Miss Deb sent us an email, and we will talk about it. We will get it on the air. We'll get everything going. And like always, it's a beautiful thing. One thing that the League of Dads we got coming up, I'm going to tell you what we got coming up. The League of Dads, the magazine. I actually had the magazine on hold because individuals, it's being published by League of Dads Smith Studios. And what happens, you got a lot of, I'm not going to call it red tape or anything because it's got nothing to do with anything political or anything like that. But finding someone that's going to publish a magazine, a lot of publishers out there, they want to do things on a grand scale. So if you know any publishers out there, I pretty much got it figured out who's going to be publishing. The Struggles of Man League of Dads Edition is the actual name of the magazine. And that's going to be given out free. When you decide, you listen to the show and you hear me and you email me, I'll get you a copy of it. The League of Dads empire is breaking down to where as though a lot of things are, like I said, my child's mom kicked a lot of dirt on me, so a lot of things are growing from this experience. And what's happening is what I'm learning to do is not put too many I'm keeping the dynamics of everything in its own sector, if you will. If you ever come to a speech that I am giving, I use a lot of, I'm a lot more vulgar. I'm not as sometimes when I give a seminar, a lot of guys show up with their wives, their new girlfriends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's probably not a good idea because my initial reaction is going to have a lot of women getting mad. I don't talk about women. I talk about disgruntled mothers. But the unfortunate thing is a lot of women, until I actually give the definition out, they don't make the distinct difference. They hear a man say something and they instantly start cocking their guns. When I speak, even if I mess up, you can play it back, all the shows. If I say a woman, I will immediately follow back by, a disgruntled mother. And I'm programmed enough to know the difference that when I say something, I know it offends that very fine class of people. A disgruntled mother and a mother is pretty much the same thing. A mother can do a disgruntled act. Once they do a disgruntled act, they are a disgruntled mother. It's the same as a father. He can claim that he's good. He can claim that he's for the children all he want. People, I get these guys that come in the League of Dads all the time. Don't spend no time with the children. Don't have a custody order in place. And they just want the League of Dads to put their name on things. Beat it. Don't even call. If you don't have visitation, if you're trying to establish it after, many, many bad events, I will help you. But please, don't tell me that the child is 8. And you never had a custody order in place, and your child support is too high, and you need some help. I can't help you. I can't help you, not because I can't help you. I can't help you because I won't help you. The League of Dads is just that. I preserve this brand for fathers and always will. I'm going to thank you all for listening to me. It was fun. It was great. Next week, I am going to have some more files that I'm going to be reading. By then, as I stated the week before last, we should have some information about our seminars. We didn't, but we should have them by next week. I'm going to thank you, and as always, I close out the show with this. We shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Till next week, y'all.